Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Beard. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Avila steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-1 in the game. Beard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. There goes Lawler trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Nixon, who tags Lawler, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rivera moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-2 in the game. Beard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal McLish now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith bunts towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris pinch hits for Cal McLish. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 0 for 2 in the game. Giger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Maris now playing center field. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carrasquel. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomanek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Beard hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith bunts towards the mound. Tomanek fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Ted Beard now playing left field. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Preston Ward pinch hits for Dick Toma. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.